Hello, I'm Cheryl Irwin. Every 2 years, the Josephson Institute on Ethics conducts a survey of high school students' attitudes towards lying, cheating, success, and ethics. The results have been deeply discouraging, at least to me. Past studies have shown that younger generations are far more likely to engage in dishonest conduct, lying, stealing, cheating, plagiarism, and the like, than older generations. Teenagers 17 and younger are 5 times more likely than older people to believe that lying and cheating are not only okay, but absolutely necessary to achieve success, which, by the way, is measured in terms of money. Are these kids right? Are lying and cheating necessary in order to succeed? The kids I talk to are extremely perceptive. They see celebrities and many political figures thriving and sporting jewelry, fast cars, and expensive clothing. The advertising industry has done its job well, and young people take for granted that success means having things and the money and time to enjoy them. Why work hard when cheating is so much easier and apparently so much more effective? Schools, teachers, and parents have emphasized grades and academic achievement as the road to those high-paying jobs. But we've done a lot less talking about how to get those grades. Young people who are rewarded with money or treats for grades or praised for their accomplishments rather than their efforts learn an important lesson. The end does justify the means. There was an unexpected ray of hope in the most recent Josephson study, though. For the first time, the number of teens lying, cheating, and stealing has dropped. They've only dropped a few percentage points, but there are fewer kids doing the wrong thing at home and at school. They're cheating less and lying less to their parents and teachers. And more kids today believe that ethics do matter. There was one jarring note in the study, however. Boys seem to struggle far more with honesty and ethics than do girls. Half of the boys surveyed believed that cheating is necessary, at least occasionally, in order to succeed. Boys are nearly twice as likely to steal as are girls. What does your child believe about honesty and integrity? Parents who are willing to teach character and hard work make the difference. There's a big caveat here, though. You have to model these qualities yourself, or the lessons won't stick. Each of us knows someone who believes that the end justifies the means and makes choices accordingly. But is that what you want for your child? Consider having a conversation sometime soon about integrity, ethics, and honesty. If it matters to you, let your child hear your voice and see what integrity looks like in your life. For KUNR, this is Cheryl Irwin.